ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयं उदीरये
ततो जयं उदीरये
नष्टप्रायशो भद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायशो भद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी
ग्रंथा श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। सो टुडे वी विल बी टेकिंग श्रीमद्भागवतम 1.3.13 अष्टमे मेरुदेव्या तू नाभिर्जात
उरुक्रमः
दर्शयन्
वर्तमा
धीराणां
सर्वाश्रमा
नमस्कृतम्
अष्टमे मेरुदेव्यां तु
नाभिर्जात उरुक्रमः दर्शयन् वर्तमा
धीराणां
सर्वाश्रमान् नमस्कृतम् ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओके ट्रांसलेशन द एट्थ इनकार्नेशन वॉज किंग ऋषभ द सन ऑफ किंग नाभि एंड हिज वाइफ मेरु देवी। इन दिस इनकार्नेशन The Lord showed the path of perfection, which is followed by those who have fully controlled their senses and who are honored by all orders of life. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshunmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupkadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatvam Ham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Paramananda Madhavam. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The society of human beings is naturally divided into 8 by orders and statutes of life, the 4 divisions of occupation and 4 divisions of cultural advancement. The intelligent class, the administrative class, the productive class and the laborer class are the 4 divisions of occupation. And the student life, the householder life, retired life and renounced life are the 4 statuses of cultural advancement towards the path of spiritual realization. Of these, the renounced order of life or the order of sannyas is considered the highest of all. And a sannyasi is constitutionally the spiritual master of all the orders and divisions. In the sannyas order also, there are 4 stages of upliftment towards perfection. These stages are called Kutichak, Bahudak, Parivrajak Acharya and Paramhans. You will notice whenever there is Dandavats in this corner, say Parivrajak Acharya Ki Jai and Paramhans. The Paramhans stage of life is the highest stage of perfection. This order of life is respected by all others. Maharaj Rishabh, the son of King Nabhi and Meru Devi, was an incarnation of the Lord. And he instructed his sons to follow the path of perfection by tapasya, which sanctifies one's existence and enables one to attain the stage of spiritual happiness. So first is tapasya, then sanctifies one's existence and enables one to attain the stage of spiritual happiness, which is eternal and everlasting, ever increasing. Every living being is searching after happiness, but no one knows where eternal and unlimited happiness is obtainable. Foolish men seek after material sense pleasure as a substitute for real happiness. But such foolish men forget that temporary so-called happiness derived from sense pleasures is also enjoyed by the dogs and hogs. No animal, bird or beast is bereft of this sense pleasure. In every species of life, including the human form of life, such happiness is immensely obtainable. The human form of life, however, is not meant for such cheap happiness. The human life is meant for attaining eternal and unlimited happiness by spiritual realization. This spiritual realization is obtained by tapasya, or undergoing voluntarily the path of penance and abstinence from material pleasure. Those who have been trained for abstinence in material pleasures are called dhira. Those who have been trained for abstinence in material pleasures are called dhira, or men undisturbed by the senses. Only these dhiras can accept the order of sannyas, and they can gradually rise to the status of Paramhansa, which is adored by all members of society. King Rishabh propagated this mission, and at the last stage he became completely aloof from the material bodily needs, which is rare stage, not to be imitated by foolish men, but to be worshipped by all. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for taking out time so we can do Srimad Bhagavatam and utilize the time for the Lord. So, what are you saying, Prabhu?
We will have to change the display type.
Okay. This and extend projector only.
And then you will see.
It's coming.
No, you will not get the laptop. Duplicate.
Make extend.
No, but that was one.
I think it has to be the slideshow. Okay. It's getting cut now. Okay. So, 1313 Srimad Bhagavatam is the 8th incarnation of the Lord. We have done the first one, 4 Kumaras. Boar incarnation 137 we did. Devarshi Narad 138. Naran Narayan 1.3.9. Lord Kapil and Dattatreya we have still not done so far. This we will do. And Yajna, this one was the last one when we discussed. And King Rishabh Dev is the today's Shloka 1313. So Yajna, as we know, in two key ways Yajna can be incarnated in our lives. That's what we discussed last time. One is by dedicating all the activities to Krishna. So therefore, yajyartho karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. If the work is not done for Krishna, then it will cause bondage. And moktaram yajya tapasam sarva lok maheshwaram suhriday sarva bhutanam gyatva mam shantim rachati. So enjoyer is the Lord himself. If every activity is done, then Lord incarnates in our day-to-day life. Second is yajya is Harinam Sankirtan, which is this Kalikal's sacrifice, Yajna, which is to be done. And that Yajna, if it is done, then, so basically by both the Yajna, remembrance of Krishna happens. According to place and circumstance. If activities are dedicated to Krishna, then all the mind is focused on Krishna and remembrance of Krishna is there if the activities are dedicated. Similarly, when Harinam Sankirtan is done, then again Sumiran happens and remembrance of Krishna happens. And therefore, Manmana Madbhakto Madhyajimam Namaskuru. Therefore, we are able to मन मना मद भक्तो, वी आर एबल टू पुट आर माइंड्स इनटू हिम, मद भक्तो मद्याजी माम नमस्करु माम एवेश्यसी सत्यम ते, दिस इज द रूट ऑफ गोइंग बैक टू गॉड हेड, प्रतिजानी प्रियोसी में. सो यज्ञ एज अ पर्सन ऑल्सो अपियर्ड एंड इन आर डे टू डे एक्टिविटीज ऑल्सो ही कैन अपियर इफ वी फॉलो दिस प्रोसेस एज प्रिस्क्राइब बाय श्रीमद भागवतम. नाउ किंग ऋषभ देव ही प्रोपाउंडेड एज प्रभुपाद एक्सप्लेन्स द पाथ ऑफ परफेक्शन. सो टुडे ओके, सो द ट्रांसलेशन सेज द एर्थ इनकारनेशन वॉज किंग ऋषभ द सन ऑफ नाभि एंड हिज वाइफ मेरु देवी. इन दिस इनकारनेशन द लॉर्ड शोड द पाथ ऑफ परफेक्शन which is followed by those who are fully controlled in their senses and who are honored by all orders of life. So today we will discuss pastime of King Rishabh briefly, and then we will also see that what he did, how that can be translated into our day-to-day life, because King Rishabh, towards the end of his life, he took practically sannyas from his kingdom and he left the kingdom and he went all over the world. He was just roaming around as a Paramahansa. Actually speaking, it comes that he was walking like a madman, and people thought that he is mad. Sometimes they were throwing stones on him, somebody was urinating on him, and it shows at the end of it that in fact he decided that nobody should come to him. So in his own stool and urine he lied down on the ground, and Bhagavatam tells us that his urine and stool also was with great fragrance. It was not having any foul smell, but people stopped then coming to him, and later on he went to Kuta Kachikal, a mountain range, and in that forest fire he left his so-called body, but actually he is transcendental, so he is Krishna himself, so therefore there was no actually body to be left as such, but he did leave that way. And there was King Arhat was there, who was very much influenced by King Rishabh Dev, but Prabhupada writes in the translation later on in purports that he was illusioned later on by little Maya. However, he is the one who started Jainism. That is why you will see the austerity method coming there in Jainism. Because Rishabhdev, let us see what all has been given in this translation. So, in the sannyas order, you see there are four stages for upliftment towards the perfection. What are these four stages? One is Kutichak. So Kutichak, what he does is, Kuti means hut. Kutichak means one who is staying in the hut. So the Kutichak goes outside the village and kinds of renounces. He is a sannyas order. So he has renounced it and he stays in a Kuti, and therefore he is called Kutichak. And villagers come, go to his place and give him prasadam, and he is just staying at one place and doing his seva, bhajan, kirtan and remembrance of the Lord. The second stage, which is the next higher stage, is Bahudak. Bahu means many. Udak means udar. So he fills his stomach by begging prasad from more than one place. So while in the Kutichak stage, the villagers will go, the Bahudak will go to the villagers and will ask for alms. That is called Bahudak. Then even further is Parivrajak Acharya. Parivrajak Acharya is that a wandering preacher. He goes everywhere and whatever prasadam is offered to him, he just takes that. He is not even asking for it, but he is just going and spreading the glories of the Lord for the general benefit, so that people can understand that this universe, this material world is temporary, and there is a place where it is permanence is there, and that preaching happens through the Parivrajak Acharya. So we have so many Maharajas, Prabhupada's disciples, they are all Parivrajak Acharyas going around the world. Above them is Paramahansa. Paramahansa stage is the highest stage of sannyas order. In the Paramahansa stage, there is no conditioning left of the material body, practically. So Rishabhdev, because he was just roaming around without caring for insults or people throwing stones or anything, he had achieved the stage of Paramahansa stage that can be achieved only when the person has realized he is not the body. In the movement which we are in, if one is able to remember Krishna 24/7, that is also Paramahansa stage. And that also is sannyas. So these are the four stages. Now as this shloka tells us that darshayan vartama dhira naam. So who is a dhira? One is adhir, one is dhir. So if I am hankering for material things, I am adhir, meaning I am impatient. Dhiraj nahi hai. Lao bhai, lao, jaldi jaldi lao. And before I could finish off one sense gratification, I am adhir for the next one. Because wo temporary hai, that will finish off to retain the continuity. That's why if you look at it in movies, the frames will change so fast so that your attraction remains to the movie. Because if they show just one scene, the mind will say, "Arey, ye to ho gaya. I have enjoyed this." So the next and the next. This is what the adhira. But only a dhira can become a sannyasi. That's what is given in this purport also. And Prabhupada writes, those who have been trained for abstinence and material pleasure are called dhira. That means they are deliberately abstaining from material pleasure. They are dhira. Or men undisturbed by the senses. Only these dhiras can accept the order of sannyas and they can gradually rise to the status of Paramahansa, which is adored by all members of the society. Adored by meaning sarva ashram namaskritam. All the ashrams, all the other ashrams are doing their obeisances to the Paramahansa order because that is the highest order. Now, Prabhupada in one of his classes, he has explained what, he has given an example of who a dhira is. That is one who is not disturbed even when provoked. What to speak? For example, Rishabhdev. So Rishabhdev was a dhira and then he was also the Paramahansa stage. And he propounded that one should reject the material sense gratification and should be a dhira and then go on to this sannyas order to become the highest order of perfection and realize I am not the body and become realized with realized God realization. This is what that incarnation at that point in time, that place and that circumstance. That is why it is important to see how that is relevant today. Because this is not easy to do today. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that in Kali Yuga nobody should take sannyas because nobody is qualified to take sannyas. Then how do we relate to this today, today's life? So we will see that also. But before that, Prabhupada in one of the classes which he gave on May 9th, 1973, he explained the meaning of dhira. So he said, he was explaining that when Lord Shiva, if you remember Dakshayani, Daksha's daughter, she left her body when Shiva was insulted in the yajna place of Daksh Maharaj. And she said that because I have been born of your virya, I am going to leave this body because if my husband is not, and he is such an exalted Vaishnava, if you cannot appreciate him, then I don't want the body which is made from your ansh. So I am going to finish this. So she finally relinquished her body. And as we know, at that time Lord Shiva's gana came and they finished off, they packed off the yajna also. Interestingly, we should also remember that what was the purpose of that yajna. While we know that Krishna is the root of everything, by watering him, Prabhupada said so many times, the whole tree gets nourished But we should also remember at the same time that while nourishing, we should not insult a Vaishnava. That yagya which was happening at Daksha, which Bhrigu Muni was conducted. Bhrigu Muni is not an ordinary saint. He is one of the, you know, Bhrajam Bhrigu Mari Lath. He had the audacity to kick in the chest of Krishna. And then Krishna asked him, Baba, chot to nahi lagi aapko. He was trying to find out who is the most compassionate and, you know. See, these all kathas are to demonstrate the glory, not to put down the other one. That is very important. We cannot use these story, these kathas to put down, arre, wo to chota hai, ye bada. No, not like that. So, this Vishnu katha was going on, that yagya was Vishnu yagya in Daksha, but, and they were watering the root, right? But they did not respect Lord Shiva, who is Vaishnava Naam Yatha Shambho. And therefore, the entire yagya was disturbed and was havoc was created by the ganas of Lord Shiva. At that time, Krishna did not appear and say, you are watering me and therefore, please don't do this, everything is alright. Because he can forget and forgive his own insult. But devotee's insult, neither can he bear, nor he forgives. You remember in Ambarish Maharaj case also. Ambarish Maharaj was waiting for a year after breaking his fast by only water that Durvasa Rishi will eventually come back here. He knew. Otherwise, why was he waiting? He went everywhere, but Krishna told him, I am the Lord of the universe because I take the dust of my devotees. This is the statement made by Lord Vishnu. Can you imagine? I am Bhagavan because I am taking his dust. Otherwise I am nothing. So go back and beg for forgiveness from Ambarish Maharaj. And then he comes. He was waiting. He prostrates and then they together have prasadam after 1 year. So at that time, Lord Shiva became, though he is transcendental, but he lost his wife. So he was quite, what do you say, udas, English?
Upset.
Upset.
Distress.
He was sad.
Distress.
He was in distress. He said, he didn't feel good. See, the relationship between husband and wife is that they complete each other. Where there is a, not for Lord Shiva I'm saying general human beings, they reciprocate and they complete. If this is a positive here and this is a negative here, they will compensate for that. That is why it is called, what is that, better half. Half means what? Half means because they are compensating for each other. So he was sad and therefore he went into trance, remembering Lord Krishna, and he fixed his mind on Lord Krishna and he was sitting at his ashram, Mount Kailash, and he was in Akhand Anand. He connected, he was, anyway he is always connected because he is Krishna plus Tamogun only, so it's not that he is not connected, but he anyway again meditated on Lord Krishna. So here what happened is that the devatas wanted, one of the warriors had to be born to kill the demon, and for that Skand had to be born. So Skand is actually another name for Lord Krishna also in Vishnu Sahasranam. So because of that the devatas approached Lord Shiva, but he is the ultimate dhira. That's what Prabhupada explains. He is not disturbed by anything. So they tried to actually pray to him that please wake up and marry, because Dakshayani was born as Parvati ji. So they wanted that if they marry then Skanda would be born. But Lord Shiva was completely in trance and no way. So they went to Brahmaji and they went to Parvati Maya saying, you please help us. Because she had already completed her one of the name is Aparna. Because she was only eating the leaves which were falling down. Parna means leaves. Later she left eating the leaves also. So her name became Aparna. Not eating any leaves also. Then later on only on water, then later on only on air, later on only like that. So she had completed and she had got the boon. Actually there also katha is that Narad ji had gone to Parvati ji like he went to Dhruv Maharaj. He had gone to her and he told her, look, why are you behind a person who lives in crematorium and he has got a mala of the skulls, snakes are his ornaments, and his, you look at his gana, they are not even in proper shape. Why don't you marry Vishnuji? Because you are so qualified and so beautiful. So she answers that a person who has got attracted to someone, that person only is the ultimate for that other person. So I have been sold to Lord Shiva. No matter what you show, tell me, please don't stop my tapasya for Lord Shiva. So then Narad ji said that I was only testing you. I know you are Parvati Maya, you are Dakshayani, just please forgive me. Then later on the devatas went to Lord Shiva, Parvati Maya, and said, please try to wake up Lord Shiva, because until unless you marry, Skanda will not be born. Lord Shiva, Prabhupada explains in there, was sitting there naked. And Parvati Maya went there, and actually he says that she touched his body in that state. And Lord Shiva was not disturbed. This is Dhira. In one of the classes Prabhupada has explained. This is the state. Actually he is on the transcendental platform, but because his role is like this, he has become Shiva, right? So this state, if it is there, then one can approach on the sannyas order. Imagine the difficulty, right? And then after that, one can become Kutichak, Bahudak, Parvrajak, Acharya and Paramansa. So one cannot imitate Lord Shiva. That is why Prabhupada says there in the purport that one should actually do his namaskars and should worship such a person, not imitate. So this is the Vedic Kal historical sannyas order and the definition of the Dhira. If we go to Bhagavad Gita also 2.13, right? Dehosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yovanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatrana muhyati dhiras. What is the meaning of dhira here? The sober. What is the meaning of dhira in this one? Dhira naam. Of the perfect beings. Those who are undisturbed by the material pleasures and sense force. Actually, Bhagavatam tells us that on the entire body, at each body part, one devata is sitting. And they are taking their part through our sense gratification for their nourishment. That is why you will also see the urge to have it. Because they also want it. So, only a dhira can become a sannyasi. Those who have been trained for abstinence and material pleasures are called dhira, or men undisturbed by the senses. Only these dhiras can accept the order of sannyas and they gradually rise to the status of paramahans, which is adored by all members of the society. So, dhiras tatrana muhyate, a sober person is not bewildered by the change of the body. Easier said than done. It's not easy. That as the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. A sober person, meaning a dhira, is not bewildered by such a change. If that is the status, that's the status which King Rishabhdev is showing in his incarnation. Because that is the Vedic Kal. At that time it could happen that Okay, so now we will see quickly what are his teachings, and then we will see in today's modern times how we can have these teachings inculcated as given by our acharyas. So his teachings are, he instructed, okay, he had 100 sons. Maharaj Bharat was his eldest son. And he is the one who became finally the universal king after King Rishabhdev left. And he also had 9 sons called Nav Yogendras. Bhagavatam tells separately. I am not getting into that detail.
So Bharat is the name, he is the person after whom this is named Bharat.
Yes, he is the son of King Rishabhdev. He was the eldest son. And he had 9 other sons who were Nav Yogendras. And 81 other sons, he instructed all his sons to follow King Bharat. And he instructed his sons to follow the path of perfection by tapasya. So what is happening is that by doing tapasya, that is which sanctifies one's existence and enables one to attain the stage of spiritual happiness which is eternal and ever increasing. So once you do tapasya, meaning abstinence from material pleasure, then you become dhir. Then after becoming dhir, you start on to the order of perfection. Then you go through Kutichak Bahudak Parvajak Acharya and Paramahansa. This is the... So he instructed his sons that please follow perfection by tapasya. Few other teachings he has given is, the human life is meant for attaining eternal and unlimited happiness by spiritual realization. So we saw in that we are looking for happiness. We don't know where it is. That is achieved by spiritual realization. Spiritual realization is obtained by tapasya. Tapasya means austerity, which means becoming dhira. This is the steps which are given in this route of dhirana, of the stage of perfection, which King Rishabhdev presented. And this spiritual realization is obtained by tapasya, or undergoing voluntarily the path of penance and abstinence from material pleasure. Those who have been trained for abstinence and material pleasures are called dhira, or men undisturbed by senses. Only these dhiras can accept the order of sannyas, and they can gradually rise to the status of paramahans. This is from Prabhupada's purport only. And it is also given from King Rishabhdev's Bhagavatam section. These are presented here from there only. So King Rishabh propagated this mission, and at the last stage he became completely aloof from the material bodily needs, which is a rare stage not to be imitated by foolish men but to be worshipped by all. Then he has mentioned, a human being should not work hard like dogs and hogs for sense gratification. So while it is good to do our prescribed duty, prescribed duty is also yajna. Prabhupada Vasant Prabhu was asking how to remember Krishna when we are doing our day-to-day work. So day-to-day work, only Paramahans can 24/7 as person Krishna can remember. But Bhagavatam tells us that prescribed duty is also yajna. So if in the morning if we say I am doing your work, and then whole day we do the work properly, diligently, and at the end we say I did your work, then that also is yajna. That is prescribed duty. That is supposed to be done. Prabhupada has explained in many places in purports that this has been made for the purpose of purifying oneself from material contamination and desires. Till that time, prescribed duties would remain. Only after the material hankering has stopped, the prescribed duties of going to office and things like that, they will start getting reduced. Okay. So the human life is specially meant for revival of our relationship with the Supreme Lord, and to this end, all kinds of austerities and penances should be accepted. By austere activities, one's heart can be cleansed of material contamination, and as a result, one can be situated on a spiritual platform. Nityotsavam, this is. Nityotsavam. To attain this perfection, one has to take shelter of a devotee and serve him. Then the door of liberation will be open. That's why we are following Prabhupada. Okay. How much time we have? Prabhu, what is the
9:16.
Time? 9:16. Okay, so another 5-10 minutes we get. Okay, those who are engaged in sense gratification. Prabhu, little low volume. It's okay to play, but...
Then. Finish.
Then.
Maybe you can take mridanga now. So, those who are engaged in sense gratification, who act piously or impiously, cannot understand the purpose of the soul. Therefore, they should approach a highly elevated devotee and accept him as a spiritual master. By the association of the spiritual master, one can understand the purpose of life. Under the instruction of such spiritual master, one can attain devotional service to the Lord. One can see all living entities equally, and one becomes very eager to know about transcendental subjects. Endeavoring persistently for satisfaction of Krishna, one becomes detached. He is not interested in wasting time. Okay. Yes, this is a famous sentence which Prabhupada has repeated. A person advanced in spiritual knowledge does not engage anyone in material activity. And one who cannot deliver another person by instructing him in devotional service should not become a spiritual master, father, mother, devata or husband. See, it does not mean that by our endeavoring the person will surely become devotee. That's not necessary. But effort should be there. If it is proven that by doing this effort the other counterpart will become devotee, then Prahlad's father would have become a devotee. He tried his best, but he was not to be. What can you do? So there will be cases like that, but our effort should be that.
But he got delivered.
Very good point. Actually, Prabhupada says the Nirakarvadis and the Asuras get the same benefit. Those who are hankering for those who are for liberation, not as a person, their result, and Asura killed by Krishna or Lord Ram, it's the answer is same. Both are liberated only. But the problem lies for the middle one. Either become a supreme Asura like Ravan or so that Krishna has to come to kill, or you become complete devotee so that he has to come. In between is the struggle. Okay, so instructing his 100 sons, Lord Rishabdev advised him to accept their eldest brother Bharat as their guide and Lord and thereby serve him. Okay, now coming to the point that, so Rishabdev was the king. After that, his sons, they took care. He imparted them this knowledge of how to become dhir, then how to progress on path of renunciation, how to become a sannyasi. He himself completely left. He was not wearing any clothes. He was roaming around complete like a stone. People were insulting, but he didn't care, and therefore that was the... And then he went to Kutakachal, and then he left his so-called body, and then he went back to his Golodham. In today's environment, how can we implement this? 5 minutes we have to spend on this. So now you see, Prabhupada always said, simple living and high thinking. So there are two aspects. I was hearing Kadam Kana Maharaj's one class is there. He's explaining that when you are at home or in personal or private life, that time keep the life as completely simple. So how? So for example, when we are going to take a flight from here to India, so how many kgs is allowed generally? 20-30 kgs. So what do? We carefully select what is to be carried in the baggage. We don't just keep on heaping up. That is what the devotees do. That they keep their life simple. Don't fall. Okay. So, that is what the devotees are supposed to do. You want something? You want this?
No, he wants to go to the swimming pool.
For that you have to take lift. You can't jump from here.
Go outside.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay. Okay, so what the so the way to implement so the way to implement King Rishabhdev's teaching in today's life is that life should be simplified. Prabhupada has explained several times there is a root, because this is time, place and circumstance. So it is not that what King Lord Rishabhdev has said that was at that point in time was practical. But today times have changed. So how to implement this? So how to implement is, if the life has been kept very simple. So Prabhupada actually said that if you, there are two methods. One is the method of not doing, other is a method of positive doing. Deliberately, if you will leave the sense gratification, internally we'll still be hankering. But if all the activities are dovetailed for the service of the Lord, then automatically there is no time, automatically rejecting of the material things will happen. So how to do that is that if life is made so simple, so people will buy, you know, say for example, for clothes. Every 2 months some people buy one clothes, then they will have a coat, then they will have a tie, and then they will have, okay, some nowadays it is being forced also in office, you can't help it many times, that's okay. But now look at it, now you have to maintain it, now you have to dry clean it, now you have to hang it, then you will have, say for example, the furniture. First you will bring all the furniture, later on you will worry, now I am not feeling energy to clean the dust on it. Then you will buy so many photos. So the more we add, the more is the challenge and the lesser is the time for devotional service. So the austerity which Rishabhdev has explained in modern day today is, keep your life simple so that there is enough time available for devotional service. So in earlier days when there was no telephones, no mobiles were there, no TV was there, so much time was available, so that in the mind the thoughts are also less. Now so many messages are coming, the number of thoughts which are in mind are increasing by the in an exponential order. So how to focus on the Lord also is a challenge. So simplicity in private life. But same time, for the purpose of propagating Krishna consciousness, for the purpose of devotional service, we can use whatever we want for the use of Krishna. So for example, Prabhupada was traveling in Mercedes and in Rolls Royce, and somebody asked, you are a Swami, why are you traveling in this? He said, when a normal leader is traveling, that time you never complained. I am only getting transported from one place to another, but you are focusing on the car. What can I do about it? I am simply, they brought a car, I sat in it, I am doing my work. Similarly, when he used to go to a, say, a very opulent person for preaching and for giving him the message and for propagating Krishna consciousness, he was not wearing torn clothes. He was not a Rishabhdev situation at that time. He was wearing nice silk kurta and a nice ironed dhoti. Good presentable. So that other people, when they see him, they will get inspired that, wow, such a effulgent person in such a nice simple clothes, but still effulgent and still nice. And he used, if you look at it, ISKCON perhaps is one of the few organizations, I am sure others are also doing it, but they are using all kinds of electronical and technological latest gadgets. If this were not to be the case, today we were not in a position to hear Prabhupada lectures. His last few years have been captured by the devotees every second. What to speak, even his last moments have been captured. In fact, I'll tell you my Guru Maharaj, Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, when he was leaving his body, before that, our senior most God brother Devki Nandan Prabhu, he's in Singapore, he's a lawyer, but he's practically renounced only, but he's still householder. So he asked Maharaj, Maharaj, when you are leaving the body, he told him, I will tell you when I'm leaving the body. Maharaj told him. He said, Maharaj, when you're leaving the body, can I record it? So Maharaj said, if your purpose is to bring other people in devotional service, you can record it. If you are looking for your own satisfaction, that my Maharaj is departing, so I will record and I will keep it and I will see and I, then don't record. I have not seen, but it has been recorded practically. And he left his body through the upper part, and later on they found Radhanath Maharaj reached there, and he said there was a blood stain at his, at the top of the head, which is Bhagavatam explains that how a realized soul leaves. So the point here is that everything can be used. Get everything. Arjun was never told, right, that don't buy only 100 rath. After that you should stop because you should be renunciant. No. You do everything, but do it for Krishna. So Rishabdev teachings is, in private life, keep life as much as simple as possible so that enough time is there. Because the more things we have, the more the challenge for us to maintaining them. More cleaning is required. People buy big bungalows, after that nobody is there to clean it.
He has kept so many people just to clean that house.
See, they are enjoying the house. But Shetty, Mr. Okay, he is thinking, I am owning it. But who is actually owning it? I was told in one of my friends, he was working from Pakistan. He was telling, when the train leaves from this station to another station at 100 kilometers an hour, and for 1 hour it runs in Pakistan, that entire land is owned by Benazir Bhutto. And there are palaces there. But most of the time she is either abroad or in jail. But there are cleaners and servants, exactly what you said, they are staying there and they are just cleaning, but they are having a good time. But they are thinking, I am owning it. So this is called illusion. So basically keep life simple. It doesn't mean that you don't buy the things which are not needed, but it should be. I've seen so many times people will buy such big photos, right, of kings and all that, and they'll put. Later on the dust will come. Now they don't have time to dust. Then we'll have to get one cleaner to do that. So keep life simple for private life. For the purpose of propagating Krishna consciousness, use whatever you want. For that there is no dearth of using it. This is how in today's world practically we can apply Lord Rishabdev's teachings. That whatever work is being done for dovetailed for Krishna. So sannyas is not giving up the work. Sannyas is giving up the fruits and offering it to Krishna. So therefore Prabhupada writes, there is a stage of highest perfection of Krishna consciousness. When one is fully in Krishna consciousness, he doesn't want anything. What to speak of the sense gratification? Usse kuch chahiye hi nahi. He is no more in need of anything. This is the true Paramhansa in modern day. If one gets Krishna, if he is confident about Krishna, and if he is confident that now I have got the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, I don't want anything. Oh, sabhi kuch mil gaya actually, to for only saying purpose, I don't want anything. He's got everything. So, with this we conclude King Rishabdev's path of perfection. श्रीमद् भागवतम ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्रीला प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय।